This is Bob Larson with today's Spiritual Freedom Perspective on the subject of the Subgenius Sect, a strange cult, and a custody battle. Now, I've encountered the Subgenius cult many times through the years, but I suspect that hardly anybody listening to me now has ever heard of them. Well, it is a cult, but it's kind of a parody of a cult. They call themselves the Church of the Subgenius, and they have a god named, interestingly enough, Bob. This is a kind of a 50s-looking cartoon, single-line-drawn figure smoking a pipe. And the people who are part of this group, and I've dealt with some of them, and they are really strange. Practice this parody religion through satire, performance, art, and comedy. And they love to spoof other religious groups. Not long ago, they held an X-Day festival in which they mocked Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ. They dressed up Jesus Christ as a clown carrying a cross fashioned in the shape of a dollar sign, and as he made his way to Calvary, the members of the Church, the Subgenius, beat him with, shall we just say, sexual toys, to put it discreetly? Well, just so happens that Rachel Bevilacqua has had custody of her son since birth. Now, the father retained visitation rights, but dear old dad became upset at the Church of the Subgenius and the type of things that his son was being subjected to, so he took steps to request sole custody of the child. Well, when the judge found out what this cult was all about and the strange things that they did, he removed the child from the care of the mother. Well, the people in the Subgenius sect went on the internet and they went on the march. And as a result, it looks like there's going to be a new hearing, and the case has been reassigned to another judge, and this mother, dear sweet Rachel of the Subgenius sect, is going back into court, claiming the right to raise her child in that kind of environment, and arguing, oh, come on, judge, can't you take a joke? Let me tell you, I've been around these people. They're not only strange, they're full of the devil. And the sad thing is, the justice system is giving this woman a second chance to keep her child in this kind of demonic cult that would subject the innocency of a youngster to such perverted goings on. It should be plain. There should be no question. There is no need for a second hearing, a second trial. This woman is not fit to be a mother. This is Bob Larson. To receive a free CD on how you can have spiritual freedom, call 1-866-910-FREE. Do what Jesus did. You'll get free, stay free, live free.
The Spiritual Freedom Church of Phoenix meets every Saturday night, 7 p.m. at the corner of 91st Street and Bahia, one block south of Bell Road in North Scottsdale. From the west and north, take the 101 and exit Princess Pima. And from the east and south, take the 101 and exit Frank Lloyd Wright. For further information, write Box 36A, Denver, Colorado, 80236, or call 1-866-910-FREE. You can also go to boblarson.org. Thank you for your prayers and support.
The movie comes out today, and you need to be ready with answers tomorrow for friends and loved ones who have gone to see The Da Vinci Code or who have read the book. It's a diabolical blasphemy, but what are the facts? What are the things about this book that has made it so popular, and now the movie? Get the answers you need to fight back against the lies that Jesus wasn't God and married Mary Magdalene. That's tomorrow night at the Spiritual Freedom Church. Don't miss the message. The Dangers of the Da Vinci Code.